Welcome to the Barons Hideout Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Dean, and we'd like to let you know where you can find us.
The best way to find our socials is on our link tree at the Barons Hideout, which has our Twitter, Instagram, and podcast links.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce, on Facebook under Dean Sharp, and also my website, www.deanofthedead.com.
Lastly, if you wish to support us further, you can subscribe to our Patreon for $1 a month. Now, to the show. I'm your host, Dustin. Today, we have a Screenbox Essential Picks episode. This one I'm very excited for, because I'm going to be talking about one of the films I found on there that I've been wanting to see for a while, and when it popped up, I was like, I finally have the chance to see it. I don't have to go out and rent it. I can watch it on my favorite streaming service and watch it as many times as I want, and I have. I watched it quite a few. And then we're talking about another one that came out very recently. I believe it was last month it came out, and I'm super excited to talk about that as well. But before we jump into these, I want to go ahead and let everybody know about my next live event, Salem, Massachusetts, at Cinema Salem, which I'm going to be showing Black Mold with director John Pata on May 16th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to 3-hour event, like all my other ones, with live Q&A, watch the film, greet, you know, kind of this chat about the film and talk about his other projects. Like, a lot of people are very amped and excited for the film that came out not that long ago, the found footage film called Frogman, which he was the editor on, and also one of his previous works is Revealer. Here, Shudder film that I loved so much and interviewed everybody, well, essentially almost everybody from that team about that film, and I have a lot of memorabilia and comics and tapes over here of that film because I really, really enjoyed it. Also, I want to go ahead and say sorry for the very late uploads as of late. There's a lot of moving parts that are going on with some live events that I'm taking under this year. There's one really big one. I have not announced it yet because there's still a few things that need to be sorted out, and I'm just trying to make sure that the financial side is going to be secured before I go ahead and give the okay to everybody and I'll let everybody know what's going to be happening. But I just wanted to go ahead and let you guys know about the next one, which tickets are available now, and I'll put those in the description below. Go ahead and get a ticket for that. It's going to be really, really fun. I know it's on a Thursday, but rad, and I'm super excited for it. It's a great film. But going right back to what we're talking about today, talking about two films from Screenbox, amazing horror streaming service out there. If you aren't subscribed to it, you're definitely living underneath a rock. I know that there's this battle going on between Shudder and Screenbox, but let's just put both worlds together because I love both. I really, really do. Screenbox has been taking my attention more because of how much they engage with their audience. Also, the films that they bring on every month. So I tried to do my due diligence of highlighting a couple films a week. That's plan. Sometimes it doesn't always happen. But I like to highlight two when the time comes. And I'm like, okay, let's put this out. These people want to know what they got to watch. The whole point of this series, which I've been doing, I think it might be Screenbox Picks 24, 25 at this point, is to kind of go and give you a rough idea of what to go watch, why they are essential, especially essential to me. And maybe you'll go and watch it and you'll love it just as much as I do. And it's been a journey. I've covered a lot of films, two films. Every time I do an episode with 24, 25 episodes out right now, that's a lot. A lot of movie. So let's just dive right into it. First one we're going to be talking about is Bad Moon, which is a film that I love. I think it's great. It has its flaws, okay? It has its flaws, especially if you're someone who has read the novel, go see the film and see there's some things that aren't 100% true to the novel, but sometimes kind of can't be. And then the next film is Septic Man, which is goofy fun. Ooey gooey goofy fun. So let's go ahead and just kind of go over some of these summaries and why I think these are cool. This isn't like a breakdown of the films or anything for anybody who's new to one of these episodes. It's kind of an overall feeling of why I think it's a, why you should go watch it and have at least have seen it once or twice. So our synopsis for Bad Moon, for those of you who don't know, it's a movie that is based off of the book Thor, told completely through the POV of a dog. So here it is. After being bitten by a werewolf in the jungle, Ted looks for a cure. His lawyer's sister, with a son and dog, invite him to park his camper by her house in the woods, live out of her fridge. That's pretty funny. IMDb score before we go over to Rotten Tomatoes. It is a 5.8 out of 10, but a little over 8,000 reviews. Directed by Eric Red. Pretty good cast, I'd say. Now let's see what Rotten Tomatoes has to say. Synopsis. But right. That kind of do. They have Ted is working in Nepal when he and his girlfriend are attacked by a mysterious creature. Ted, though brutally maimed, survives, but his girlfriend is not so lucky. To help his recovery, Ted moves close to his sister, Janet, and her son, Brett, but soon realizes he was attacked by a werewolf. Ted is helpless to stop his transformation, and only Brett's German shepherd, Thor, is able to see that Ted is a danger to everyone around him. Okay, that's pretty sick. I like that description more than the IP one. More theatrical. Is there any? Oh, they definitely updated the way the Rotten Tomatoes looks. Crazy. So it was originally released November 1st. So it's been out for a while. And the streaming here, it first started streaming August 16th, 2016. And for box office growth, when I was in the 927K. So that's good. It doesn't know what the budget is, so I can't really say if it's good or not. but it's definitely a film everybody should go and watch, especially if like a werewolf movie. And the rankings on here, Rotten Tomatoes for the critics is 30%, and the audience score is 46%. Critics, there's only 10 reviews for the critics, and 5,000 plus for the audience. Yeah, it's a werewolf film that, you know, it has a transformation scene, but it's kind of butchered to hell. And I guess that's one thing a lot of people talk about is how weak transformation sequences, because the effects are really good, Things that happen, very, very brutal, but apart from that, I love the storytelling. I love how much of Thor in this is. You read a book and it's through the POV of a dog, it's easy to write that, but when you're trying to do it on film, you kind of have to go out of the scope a little bit. Yeah, there are points where you are just looking through the eyes of Thor, and but if you look past that and don't have the expectation of seeing everything through his eyes, you're going to really, really enjoy this one. But going on to the next film, which is Septic Man, the description or plot. A sewage worker gets trapped inside a septic tank during a water contamination crisis and undergoes a hideous transformation. And IMDb has it ranked at 4.1 out of 10, just over 800. Reviews. It was directed by Jesse Thomas Cook. And, it's like I said, an good time. It really is. And now IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes has almost the same thing. Sewage worker becomes trapped in a septic tank and undergoes a hideous transformation. Teams up with a docile giant to confront the murdering madman known as Lord Ock. All right, so this looks like it was released in. It was on August 15th, 2014. And started streaming on November 16th of 2014. No information on budget or how much it made. But if you're looking for crazy film that essentially the plot is everywhere, but if you just want crazy effects and see somebody go completely insane inside a septic tank and transform into almost like the Toxic Avenger, go check this film out. Because there are a lot of plot holes in it, but I think for the sheer fun of watching this guy go insane, knowing that he also has a girlfriend who is pregnant, and all he wants to do is get out and be with them, and the whole town had to leave contamination leak, and finds out what it is. I don't want to spoil that. But it's a blast. It really, really is. It goes by really fast, too. I always enjoy when a film kind of goes by fast, because I'm up. Go check that one out, and check out Bad Moon. Hope you guys enjoy both of these. As usual, my recommendation for watching these would probably be watch Septic Man, get really grossed out, and deal with that whole plot, and then go over to Bad Moon and watch what I think is a pretty badass werewolf film that I think is underrated, and a lot of people need to go watch it. Check it out. But you can find both of these on Screenbox. You can download the app, go on the web, or in some cases, they're on your TV, smart TVs or Roku, download it there. Go check it out. And you won't be disappointed at all. But thank you guys so much for tuning in on this one. Click on the ticket link below if you're in the surrounding area of Salem, Massachusetts. And I'll see you guys live show.